We took supper and champagne and ate and drank on the grass, and while we were eating, the coachman came up. "Have a dill pickle," he said. He wanted to share with us. That seemed to me so right. So, you know what I mean? And she seemed at that moment to be sitting on the grass beside the mysteriously black sea, black as velvet and rippling against the banks in silent velvet waves. She saw the little group on the grass, their faces and hands white in the moonlight. Apart from them, with his supper in a cloth on his knees, sat the coachman. "Have a dill pickle," said he. And although she was not certain what a dill pickle was, she saw the greenish glass jar with a red chili like a parrot's beak. "Yes, I know perfectly what you mean," she said. In the pause that followed, they looked at each other. In the past, when they had looked at each other like that, they had felt that their souls had, as it were, put their arms round each other and dropped into the same sea, content to be drowned, like mournful lovers. "But now," he said, "what a marvelous listener you are. When you look at me with those wild eyes, I feel that I could tell you things that I would never breathe to another human being." Was there just a hint of mockery in his voice? She could not be sure. "How well I remember one night, the night that I brought you the little Christmas tree, telling you all about my childhood, and of how I was so miserable that I ran away and lived under a cart in our yard for 2 days without being discovered.